Mayor Ken Johnston will not run for a second term in October's municipal election. Johnston, who was a city councilor in 2013 and 2017 before being elected mayor in 2021, made the announcement on Wednesday that he will be retiring from public life. As a vocal advocate for Red Deer Regional Hospital Center's redevelopment, he said he started thinking about his next chapter in life after Red Deer Regional Health Foundation and province announced last fall that work was underway to open the cardiac catheterization lab 5 years ahead of schedule. He said making his decision public in January also gives prospective candidates more time to consider the job of mayor and allows him to focus on his last 9 months in office unfettered by an election campaign. Johnston said he and his wife Carolyn, who are in their 70s, are healthy, and it was time to chart a new course. He also felt at peace about what has been accomplished with the community in recent years. "I have peace over the work we have done together. I see a better Red Deer. I see a dynamic Red Deer, an engaged Red Deer. A Red Deer that is now being powered by what I would call the organic energy of our citizens," Johnston told a group of supporters at his announcement held at Red Deer Resort and Casino. "We're making good moves in housing. We're making good moves in economic development. We're making good moves in reconciliation. We're making good moves in recognizing the multicultural fabric of our community." He said he was proud of advocacy efforts to expand the hospital and attracting new medical clinics, getting Capstone off the ground, the establishment of the Homeless Foundation of Red Deer Region, and annexation at the north end of the city, which will become a commercial power center. Johnston said Red Deer's lack of a permanent shelter is a regret, but hopefully, progress will be made in the next 9 months. Expressions of interest have been submitted. "We're looking forward to some more work and we'll be going to the community shortly about it. So I still have optimism that maybe before the term is out we can have an announcement."